This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is saying Russia could invade Ukraine any day, launching a conflict that would come at an enormous human cost. The senior advisor to U.S. President Joe Biden offered the stark warning on Sunday, the day after U.S. officials confirmed that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by mid-month to give the president, Vladimir Putin, the option of launching a full-scale invasion. Meanwhile, elite troops, U.S. troops, and equipment landed in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. The troops are part of a deployment ordered by Biden to show the U.S. commitment to eastern flank NATO allies. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden said Sunday he would not speculate on further steps his administration is willing to take amid ongoing tensions with Russia over Ukraine. As he returned to the White House, Biden told reporters that Russian President Vladimir Putin was seeking things he cannot get from ongoing diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis. North Korea is funding its weapons program with cryptocurrency stolen through cyber attacks. That's according to a leaked UN report seen by Reuters. It says that Pyongyang has continued to develop its nuclear and ballistic missile programs during the past year, and that cyber attacks have been an important source of revenue. According to the report, between 2020 and mid-2021, North Korean hackers stole more than $50 million from at least three cryptocurrency exchanges. The monitors also cited a report last month by cybersecurity firm Chainalysis, which said North Korea extracted nearly $400 million worth of digital assets just last year in cyber attacks. This is VOA News. The mayor of Canada's capital declared a state of emergency, and a former U.S. ambassador to Canada says U.S. Republicans must stop interfering in the domestic affairs of its neighbors as protesters opposed to COVID-19 restrictions continue to paralyze Ottawa's downtown. The mayor, Jim Watson, says the declaration highlights the need for support from other levels of government. Thousands descended on Ottawa on the weekend, joining a couple hundred who have remained since last weekend. Residents are furious at the nonstop blaring of horns, traffic disruption, and harassment, and fear no end is in sight. The Freedom Truck Convoy has attracted support from former U.S. President Donald Trump. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says that China's selection of a Uyghur athlete to help deliver the Olympic flame in Beijing was an attempt by Chinese officials to distract from global attention on its human rights violations. The United States is staging a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics, sending athletes, but not the traditional delegation of dignitaries, citing China's alleged systemic and widespread abuse of ethnic and religious minorities in its western region, predominantly Muslim Uyghurs. To U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield, that choice was an effort by the Chinese to distract us from the real issue here at hand, that Uyghurs are being tortured, and Uyghurs are the victims of human rights violations by the Chinese. Israel's prime minister has congratulated U.S. President Joe Biden for last week's deadly raid in Syria that killed the leader of the Islamic State group. Naftali Bennett's office said the Israeli premier told Biden during a phone call that the world is now a safer place thanks to the courageous operation of the U.S. forces. Bennett's office says it also discussed Iranian military activity across the Middle East and international efforts to block Iran's nuclear program. Israel and Iran are arch enemies, and Israel has raised vocal concerns about U.S.-led efforts to revive the 2015 international nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. Australia will open its borders to all vaccinated tourists and business travelers from February 21st in a further relaxation of pandemic restrictions announced Monday. It imposed some of the world's toughest travel restrictions on its own citizens and permanent residents in March 2020 to prevent them from bringing COVID-19 home. When the border restrictions were relaxed in November in response to an increasing vaccination rate among the Australian population, international students and skilled migrants were prioritized over tourists and being welcomed back to Australia. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.